Hi, Ollie Bird.
Hello.
Hello.
My God, is it not the most beautiful day outside?
Isn't it gorgeous?
I just don't want to do anything but be outside. But you know.
I know. Life happens.
I know, and it's just crazy. My phone rings and I think, "Oh, okay." And then it's like, "What? Go outside, you'll feel much better."
It's not quite the same in the city, but
No, I'm
it's
sure.
still nice. It's still very nice. Yeah. And
Good.
certainly where I am, we can walk around and it's very nice. Let me
That's good.
pull in.
Yeah,
Yes, it's very
good.
nice. Yeah. It's Ruthen. It's Marianne. Good morning or good afternoon. Gabita's coming in. Eva.
Good morning.
Good morning. Don't know how many people we're going to get today, because some people might just want to stay outside, although it's not the same everywhere, of course. There's an air quality warning too that the weather experts have issued today. Morning, Kabita.
Good morning.
Let's get him in.
It's 81 here in New Jersey.
Oh, no, I have friends in New York. I don't know if she'll join us today, but what's it? It's 81 in New Jersey. Yeah, it's pretty close. And what's the air like? Is the air okay in New Jersey?
We've got a lot of pollen. My
Yeah.
allergies are just horrible this year.
Yeah, same thing happening here. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yes. And here comes people. It's Pam coming in. Hi, Pam. Good morning.
Been a crazy morning for me.
Why, what's happened with you?
I woke up at 2:22, went
Yeah.
back to bed, woke up at 3:33, decided to go out and have a bite out, 4:44, and then it was 5:57 when I looked at the clock. I went, oh, I was out 2 minutes. But
Oh
that's
my.
pretty strange.
It is very strange.
And
Yeah.
I have an operation this afternoon, or it's a procedure. So I thought maybe there's a connection.
Oh, just a slight connection, maybe.
I
Yeah. So anything, are you going to just be in and out, or what's going to happen?
oh, this will be an in and out. It's just freezing back in the nasal passages or
Oh,
something.
okay.
So don't think that's serious.
It'll just be uncomfortable.
Yes, apparently so.
Yeah. I love it when they say, like dentists say, this is not going to hurt. Right.
That's
Right.
true.
It
Yeah.
won't hurt you. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll mute, I guess.
Okay. Good morning, Helen.
Hello.
Good morning, Georgina. Good morning, everyone.
Irina's there.
Morning.
Morning. Who's coming in now? People in. Yvonne's coming in. Claudia. Oh, Irene's coming. Good. Morning, Irene, Yvonne, Irina.
Sorry, that's my mom's name on there. I don't know how to change this. It's Ashna. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ashna.
Hi.
I'm sure somebody on here can help you change it. Can somebody help her change it?
Hi, Aishna. There is a blue dot line, square you can see on your box. Just press over there. You can see a menu rename, and you can change your name.
Three little dots on the top on
Yes.
the right side, I think.
Yeah, on the right side.
on your picture. Go to the upper right hand corner.
I'm using the app MacBook. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's in the MacBook also. You know, just hover your mouse. Mm-hmm. You can see a small black blue dots. Blue square inside there are white dots.
I don't see it.
All right, don't worry about it then.
Okay.
But find out how to do it, okay? Because it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, everybody's so helpful and good, good. Morning, Leslie. Morning, Jennifer. Oh, look who's here too. You're
live. Good morning, Georgina.
Yeah. And Yvonne, great. Beautiful day. Yeah, just.
I send you a picture. Maybe it will help you to find out.
Oh, you're
on the chat box.
On chat box? Oh, you're a doll. Thank you, Kabira. All right, Harriet, we can't see you yet. No, Stephen, I didn't say hi yet. I just saw him coming. It's great.
Hi.
Hi. And here's Ella coming in. And you might want to mute your phones before we go into trance because it's a little disturbing. When you're there and you suddenly, I'm turning mine off actually. And you suddenly hear a phone ring and it's instinct for us to reach out for it and answer it. Power off. There we go. People can wait 45 minutes for us. Nothing's that urgent. Yeah. And here comes Peter. So, all right. Everybody got Kleenex next to them in case they need it? Water in case they need it. Oh, and you have your friend, Sarah. she loves this meditation, I know. And you, of course. Okay. And here comes Kathy. All right. Well, how's this morning just worked? So we're going to talk today about getting beyond stuck. And we can be stuck in an old feeling we have, like, I don't know, resentment or anger or regret or something like that. And it's a shame because it uses up so much energy if we're stuck in old energy and old feelings. So consider what it is you want to let go of today. Maybe some of those old feelings you've been carrying with you for a while. Resentment, anger, just not feeling good about yourself, low self-esteem. Just making sure everybody's muted. All right. So make yourself comfortable and relax. Ah, Carrie, good. Let it happen. And as we gather here together, just remember that when you share with each other what is most important to you, that is where the listening begins. when we experience a full presence of each other because of our shared humanity, because of our differences. That's where holy gratitude begins. As we've been blessed, so let us bless one another to be a blessing. Breathing in and breathing out. This breath we share with all that breathes, every animal, every plant, every human being. Feel the love of the universe flowing through this community into you and out into the universe again. Let the love of all the universe, your love, flow outward to its height, its depth, its broad extent. And as you make yourself comfortable and allow yourself to relax, feel your breath as it flows in and it flows out. Feel the coolness as it flows in and the warmth as it flows out. Allow yourself to feel more and more relaxed with each out-breath, flowing in and flowing out. The coolness of the inflow and the warmth of the outflow. Just follow it. And at this time, if you need to rearrange your arms and legs to feel as comfortable as you can, this is the time to do it. And just focus on your breath. The warm outflow of each breath takes you deeper and deeper and deeper. As you imagine being in the most wonderful place, your safe place. It's the place where you feel the most relaxed. It's the place where you feel the most good. Just imagine how it looks, whether it's inside or outside. And while you're there and while you're thinking about this place, just notice how your body is becoming more and more relaxed, more and more relaxed with every breath. The warmth of the out-breath taking you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper as you sense yourself in this wonderful place where you feel the most good. See it in your mind and feel the relaxation it brings to your body. You may even notice sounds associated with this place. Just like the sound of leaves rustling in the breeze, or maybe just a peaceful silence, quiet. That's right. Each breath taking you deeper and deeper, down, down, down. This comfortable feeling of being in this beautiful surrounding. Wherever it is, it's right for you. And it allows you to relax so completely, more completely than you felt maybe in a long, long time. With every out-breath, allowing you to go deeper and deeper and deeper down. And as you continue relaxing, your mind is opening to the awareness of a very powerful healing spirit within you. This healing spirit will enable you to overcome fears, to open doors which have been closed, to allow you to move forward with health and happiness into a new life of freedom. Now, for a short while that seems like a long while, focus on what you can smell in your wonderful space. Breathe it in gently, faint fragrance of flowers perhaps, or the salt of the sea. I don't know. letting go of all your day-to-day concerns, just relaxing down, feeling your breath flow smoothly and freely, smoothly and freely. As your breath flows easily and smoothly, allow your mind to access your deep healing wisdom, your powerful healing mind, your powerful inner mind. And find now where your healing center resides to communicate with your body cells to heal at a deep level. Just scan your body and find out where that healing center resides within you. That's it. Easily breathing into it, smoothly and deeply now, so that your inner mind will allow this breathing easily, smoothly, peaceful breath. And every word I say, allow it to find its way into the healing center of your body. Now, as you take the journey into your healing center, access all the information, all of the communication triggers at a cellular level to make changes within your mind and body, to make changes within your thoughts, your feelings, your entire actions, today, tomorrow, and all the tomorrows for your highest good. Using your breath easily and smoothly flowing. Now, just allow it to happen. Now. And let's start by initiating the process of taking your power back. Taking control over your thoughts, your own thoughts, your behaviors, your own behaviors. Taking control of your actions around planning, goal setting, starting and completing tasks. Allow it to happen now as the power moves into these processes of your mind, the subconscious mind, letting go of old patterns that no longer serve you well. Taking your power back. And as you do this, you find yourself becoming more and more results driven, more and more outcomes focused. And you realize that there is nothing and no one who can keep you from becoming who and how you wish to be. The joyful, healthy, successful person that you are capable of being. There is absolutely no one and nothing that can keep you from becoming the who and how you wish to be. The joyful, healthy, successful person that you are capable of becoming. Gently and with great respect, invite your subconscious mind to review, examine, and explore the information in your mind that may have been planted sometime in the past, which causes you to delay, to put off, to incomplete either initiation or completion of your goals, dreams, planning, activities. Invite your subconscious mind to review, examine, and explore the information in your mind that will allow you to move beyond stuck. I'll pause for the count of 10 as their answers come from deep within your knowing. And when that part of your mind understands what's been causing the problem, thank that part of you. Now you can begin to change that decision and take your power back, making new decisions from this place of power and action. This is the time to make the first decision now that will start to make the difference in your life and move you beyond stuck to a new way of thinking, positive, proactive decision making that will be life-changing for you as you move into the rest of your productive, healthy, wonderful life. Make that first decision now that will make the difference in your life to move you beyond stuck. This decision will give you a new way of thinking. Positive, proactive decision-making that will be life-changing should you so choose. As you do this, you find yourself becoming more and more results-driven, more outcomes-focused, and you realize there's nothing and no one who can keep you from becoming the who and how you wish to be. The joyful, healthy, successful person that you are capable of being today, tomorrow, and all the tomorrows. So make the decision now to set goals, start projects with a timeline. Make that decision. And in your deep, deep mind, your creative mind, imagine the process of moving along the steps, sometimes baby steps, but always moving forward with your goal in mind and reaching completion. Whatever that looks like. As you get ready to start the next goal and planning, you discover that your power returns each time you plan the activities and timing to achieve your goals. You feel accomplished, strong, and proud of yourself, moving beyond stuck. Not letting anyone or anything stop you from moving forward. From this time on, not letting anyone or anything stop you from moving forward. As you do this, just notice the feeling of freedom you feel as you move beyond stuck. It's your choice to do so, and you have made that choice. As you do this, you'll find yourself becoming more and more results-driven, more and more outcomes-focused, and again, you realize there's nothing and no one who can keep you from becoming the who and how you wish to be. Joyful, healthy, successful, fun-loving, self-loving. Now, using the wonderful power of your imagination, take yourself into that future time where you're totally in your power, always moving forward into a life of joy very easily and naturally. Really enjoy the feeling that permeates through every part of your body as you use your imagination to feel this power, this feeling of satisfaction, this feeling of pride, pride, knowing that you are in charge of you. You are in charge of you. Well done. Just notice how differently you feel about yourself. Notice how differently you feel about your ability to do what you want to do or you're going to do. Just feel it and enjoy the feeling. It feels very, very good to be in your power, knowing that you are in charge of you. Now it's a life of peace, self-fulfillment, and gentle, rewarding change from yourself. From this moment on, you're waking each morning knowing that you've given the gift of 24 hours of your life. It is yours, the most precious of possessions, and no one can take it from you. And by the way, no one receives more or less than you receive. 24 hours to use, to live your life in peace, joy, and respect for yourself and for others. 24 hours where you can choose who you are and how you are and how you take your place in this world. That's right. And at this time, we ask that any negativity or pain you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, or cell memory be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with the Creator's light surrounding you and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. And at this time, let the love of the universe flow outward to its height, its depth, its broad extent, recognizing that you are more than you know and more beloved than you know. Take up what power is yours to create a safe haven, to make of earth a heaven. You may also give hope to those you encounter that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, that they may be happy and at peace. This is a time to recognize, to be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. As you take your power back, you become even more of the blessing you already are, because that is enough. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. As I do, slowly bring yourself back into your body. Good. Good. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Slowly move your limbs, your arms, shrug your shoulders, wiggle your toes, and bring yourself back. Slowly, gently, with great respect, bring yourself back. And let me see that you're back. Let me see you, please. Thank you, Leslie. Kathy, Carrie, back. Ashna, there you are. Okay. Good. All right. How does it feel to take your power back? Yeah.
Well,
questions, concerns. Understand that. Go ahead.
It felt good to go back, but for some reason, just today, I had to strain to hear what you were saying, something okay. about the volume.
Okay. Did everybody else hear me? Okay. So maybe you need to turn up the volume a little bit on your computer.
I saw somebody in chat had said the same thing.
Yeah.
But, so I just thought I'd mention it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Yeah, volume was normal for some people. Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah.
Well,
it's the weather. We can blame the weather. We always blame something. All right. Comments, concerns, did it work for everybody or did it not work for somebody?
Something that we're going to be able to listen to again.
Oh, yes, it's thank you. It's on. It's been recorded. So it'll be automatic. Elle will be putting it up probably within a few days.
Great, thank you.
It'll be on automatic, yeah.
I loved it, Georgina. I have to say, my mom is in the hospital right now and fighting the system, trying to get her the care and be an advocate. And I really needed to be empowered.
Good.
And this was exactly what I needed.
Great.
So thank you so much. And beautiful as always. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck with the machinations of the medical system. Yeah,
it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, any questions or concerns about what you went through or what happened?
Yeah, thank you, Georgina. It was really relaxing.
Good. So hopefully you've let go of all resentment or anger or irritation and understand that, you know, we are in charge of ourselves, and it sounds easy, but it took me a long while to realize and get it. It's we can't control what's outside of us, but we can control what's inside of us. So we can control our reaction to what happens to us. And that's where peace comes. And not only peace, but action. Because when we're at peace, we can do action. But it's our responsibility to take charge of ourselves. We're not responsible for anyone else. We're just responsible for ourselves. So it's important to know that and take your power back. Living with old anger or resentment or just jealousy. You know, I hear it all the time from my clients. It's such a waste of energy. Once you realize you have choice, and I learned this from a psychiatrist when I was going to a psychiatrist many years ago, he told me, I have choice. You have choice. Every minute of every day, you have choice on how you're going to react. When you wake up in the morning, decide to be happy. And I thought, that's easy for you to say, I said to him. And he said, no, try it. And eventually I listened to him and I did it. And I do. Every morning I wake up and decide to be happy. It's a decision we make. It's up to us.
Really. When I first heard that the meditation was about getting unstuck, I immediately thought about tasks that, you know, I had to do.
Right.
So when you started the meditation and said it was letting go of old feelings, and I said, yes, now that's interesting. What's my feeling about this particular situation? And then I sort of said, well, no, there isn't anything that I can pinpoint. Yes, there was a different opinion, you know, from my grandmother and my mother or whatever. And maybe that sort of filtered to me. But more and more, sort of what's sort of came is almost like a picture from almost a prior life where, you know, I was this charwoman that did not necessarily enjoy doing the task she had to do, and she would rather read or go outside or do nothing. Anyway, that seemed to be been a bigger feeling than any of the other ones.
That's cool, because that means that probably was a past life, and you let go of that. So now the tasks you have to do.
Oh, no, no, it's still plaguing me.
Oh. We'll have another session on that one.
Yeah, because she expects others to help.
Okay, and you?
I want to be the lady of leisure.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, there's an old English saying that says, get over yourself. Put your big girl knickers on and do the job.
We have the same saying.
Big girl knickers on and do the job.
Get over yourself.
Okay. Yeah. I often tell myself, come on, put your big girl knickers on and do the job, whether it be taxes or whatever it is, you know, just do it. Get on with it. Yeah. Anything else before we break?
Mm-hmm.
Comments? Yes, Harriet. No?
I was just going,
Okay.
I felt the calmness of it and appreciate the feedback. I'm going to listen to it again during the week where I can really.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Yeah, it's there. It will be there. If you want to know when it's going to be there, just or if it's there, just contact Elle and she will let you know. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll see you next Friday. Bless your heart for all being here and spreading your light. Thank you. All right.
Enjoy. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Georgina, I want to ask you something during the stage. This is my personal that I saw on your website for the train the teacher course to be announced.
Yes.
Please, is there any idea?
We don't have it yet. We don't have the date yet.
Okay, because I'm very keen to do that one only from you. That's why I'm waiting for.
Okay. Yeah.
So please let me know then whenever, because I have to go to Toronto, then I have to set everything from coming back from Vancouver to Toronto. So if I know in advance, then I can, because I want to do it only from you, because a lot of people are doing, but no, because I'm your student, so I want to do it from
you. All right, I'll let you know when we have the date.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And when will your book be available?
May the 4th or 5th.
Okay.
May the 6th. It's about that 4th, 5th or 6th, the book will be available. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon, but it'll be in stores 4th, 5th or 6th, one of those 3 days.
What is the title again, Georgina?
Let me show you. It is called Your Guide to Self-Discovery. This is the latest book, right? Your Guide to Self-Discovery.
Thank you.
And it has different chapters with different modalities, everything from hand reading to numerology, to past lives, to birth order, to, it's quite wonderful actually, to Enneagrams, to creativity. What sort of creative person are you? How to find your animal guide, how to find all about your dreams, family constellations. This is from experts all around the world. I curated and connected with these people who are brilliant at what they do and got them to write a chapter.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And I did one on karma and one on past lives. All this Enneagram in here and how to read faces and how to read hands. And by the way, the woman that wrote the hand reading, Lisa, I said to her, you know, I've always had a triangle in my hand. I read somewhere a long time ago that says you'll always have money. She said, show me your hand. I said, on Zoom? She said, yes, I see a lot of people on Zoom. So I held up my hand like this. And she said, oh, interesting. And she told me a whole lot about myself. And I agreed it was right funny. So you can do that with her if you want. Yeah, she's very good. She works in LA. So she's got a lot of stars who are clients and a lot of interesting names and stories. Okay, I will see you all next Friday. And stay well. Enjoy the weather.
And Earth Day, when is Earth Day?
Sorry?
When is Earth Day?
When it says, I'm not sure. Do you want me to look it up and tell you? Hold on. I turned off my phone. I can't do that. When is Earth Day? I don't know. Google it. Somebody Google it and tell Harriet.
I'll look it up. I was just going to say Happy Earth Day, but I'm afraid if I missed it already.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have the same Earth Day in Canada?
Sure. We're all on one Earth. Got the date, Yvonne?
Yes, I do. It's April 22nd. Saturday, April 22nd.
There you go.
Well, happy Earth Day, everybody.
Thank you. All right. See you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Georgina. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you.